today on The Travel Guys.
In the travel news, you can now get Ubered both on the way in and the way out of LAX.
All right. Now, if you've been thinking about a vacation at an all-inclusive resort, stay tuned at 3:20 when Gwen Duncan reports live from Sandals in Jamaica.
You've heard of Airbnb, where you can rent someone's home for the evening. Now there's a new sharing concept for RV owners, and we have one of the founders of Outdoorsy with us at 3:35 to explain.
And at 3:50, we take you to Pacifica, a delightful spot just south of San Francisco with lots to do and spectacular California coast scenery.
It's a busy Sunday, and we've got only an hour. Thanks for coming along on this edition of The Travel Guys.
On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again.
I'm a traveling man, king of the road,
riding on the city of New Orleans.
Two kicks out on the Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, everyone. It's another edition of the Travel Guys on KFBK. Beautiful Sunday afternoon. Mark and Tom here, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Mark, welcome. It's been a week since I talked to you last on the air. And
Thank you, sir. At that time,
we were both headed to Las Vegas for completely different reasons. But we both had probably similar but different experiences as well.
So I waved at you on the plane there. Did you see me going by?
I did. Yeah. Anyway, let's first start with you. What took you to Vegas and with Sports Leisure Vacations?
Oh, I always go in the summer for Vegas because that's when the weather is best.
Oh, yeah, like 106.
Reminds me of last year. We were down there setting up our ghost towns tour, and it was 109 and it rained that evening. And I've never been anywhere where it was 109 and it rained before. No, Tom, we went down to get some footage of ghost hunting. We were there while the president was there. So it was he kept holding us up, and we kept saying, but we're really important too. And, you know, when the president goes anywhere, no matter what president it is, it pretty much shuts a city down. So.
Well, you know, the taxi cab driver on the way from the airport, as we drove by, I think it was at the Monte Carlo, wasn't he?
Uh-huh.
Pointed that out. He says, oh, he pointed at the big building over there. He says, the president's there. And I go, wait a minute, Trump is not president yet. Aren't you a little ahead of yourself there? Oh, no, not the wannabe president, but.
So what took you to Vegas, Mr. Romano?
You know, just a two-day holiday with family, my wife and my brother and sister-in-law and I. We took off just to, take a look at the city. We saw the Blue Man Group, a fantastic show. We made our way downtown to the old Vegas, and we didn't do the zip line thing. And I have to say, Mark, I was the only one of the group that really wanted to do the Mob Museum, so I was outvoted. But they did promise next time that we go that I get to see it. And anyway, one of the experiences that we had was, you know, besides being at Vegas, was something that occurred on the way back on Southwest Airlines that I thought I'd share with you and then our listeners, in case you didn't know it. Well, first of all, we three of the four of us got the TSA pre, so we were going to be able to go through the pre-check line, but because it was so slow at the airport, they didn't really have a pre-check line. They just shuffled us in with the masses, which there weren't very many of. So then it became, well, all right, I don't have to take off my shoes, but I did have to take my computer out of my bag.
Right.
And so it was kind of and then half the people didn't know what to do. Take off your shoes, leave them on. Some people are, some people aren't.
We call that pre-check light, by the way.
I guess that's what it was. I've never experienced that before. Usually you get the pre-check line, you're right through and so forth. So watch out. If you're traveling and it's light, they may not have a pre-check.
A lot of smaller airports, secondary airports, or airports during non-peak times, they won't always keep the, and this is particularly true at smaller airports, they don't always keep the pre-check lane open. And so they will give give you a little pass and tell you that, yes, you have to take your computer out and everyone's different. No, you don't have to take your shoes off. Sometimes you go through a different metal detector than the other folks, so pieces of paper and stuff can be left in your pocket. You're right, Tom, and some of the folks who purchased PreCheck are sometimes aggravated by the fact that not only do they allow people to use it who haven't purchased it, but it wouldn't be so bad if those folks knew what to do when they got into the line.
Okay, second point of interest. You've flown a lot. What are the rules in regards to, you know, you're about ready to board the plane, and you know, the people will buy sandwiches and drinks and so forth, and they'll take them onto the plane.
Sure.
Okay. Do you know if there are any rules in regards to what you can bring onto the plane in regards to food and beverage?
Most airlines have rules about you bringing your own alcohol on board, but otherwise I'm not aware of any, you know, there's kind of some etiquette and protocol, and hypothetically you're not bringing things that are too stinky on the plane.
Well, there you go. Well, okay, anyway, our situation was is we grabbed a couple of drinks, alcoholic beverages, at the bar before we left Vegas, and so we had them in our hand as we passed through to board the plane. I figured, well, if I'm not supposed to take this on board, somebody will say something before I get on the plane. But they didn't. So we went on board with our drinks in our hand in plastic cups. And just before we were ready to take off, a flight attendant came by. And then muscled them away from us. So you're not supposed to have that. Give me that drink, you know. And it wasn't very polite, you know. And I said, well, can I finish it? No, you can't finish it. They just took it. So be advised. And I'm guessing that's what the rule was, is no alcohol. But the point is, I would have been happy to give it up before we got on the plane, but nobody at the gate seemed to care.
All right. We need to get on to the travel news here, sir. So let's get this show on the road.
And at the very beginning of every Travel Guys radio show, or sort of kind of at the beginning, we bring you up to date on travel news. Mark, what do you got for us today?
Well, we got a few little items here. As we mentioned in the headlines, Uber has scored a big win at LAX. Here is the deal. The Los Angeles City Council has approved requests by Uber and Lyft to pick up passengers at LAX. Previously, those companies were limited to dropping customers off only. Los Angeles thus becomes the largest U.S. city to allow two-way rideshare services at its main airport. A taxi ride from LAX to downtown typically runs about $50. Uber or Lyft rides are closer to $30 for the same service, although surge pricing during high demand periods could drive those prices up. Challenges remain for Uber and Lyft, even as it signed off on airport pickups. The council stressed the importance of more stringent background checks for drivers and vowed to implement such standards itself if none were forthcoming from state regulators.
Now, I have a question. I have a question here.
You do?
Yes. Now, you've ridden in taxis and you've ridden in Uber and Lyft, and you know, they're dramatically different look in that, you know, one's like a family car or van and the other one is a taxi cab. And one of the things that taxi cabs have is just a lot of stuff. You know, they got signs everywhere and what you can't do and what the penalty is for mugging the driver. And, you know, eventually, do you think that Lyft and Uber are going to clutter theirs up, or do you think the taxi cabs are going to clean theirs up?
I suspect the taxi cabs will clean theirs up. And I suspect when this is all over in a few years, you're going to have, I don't think Uber is, it's my personal opinion, I don't think Uber is going to be quite the incredible smash stock market hit that everybody thinks that it's going to be when it happens, because Uber is copyable. You know, a yellow cab has an app now in San Francisco that you can summon a yellow cab with. Washington, D.C. has the same thing. So I think the cabbies are going to get more competitive, and that they're going to clean up their act a little bit, and that they're going to be tougher competition for Uber. Also, hasn't been reported publicly, really, to any great degree, Tom, because Uber isn't a public company yet. But the rumor is that Uber lost in the hundreds of millions of dollars since it started. So it has had a lot of cash. They've raised a lot of cash through startup business investors. But and I'm sure someday this is going to be a big deal. But it's they're going through a lot of regulatory hurdles just about every city. And that's got to be costing them a tremendous amount of legal fees and the like. So when it's all done, I guess they're hoping that they're going to be kind of a standalone. But I suspect that by the time they get all done, there's going to be two or three other ideas out there. You know, we've already got Zipcar, and you can already rent a car for an hour.
There you go.
So, you know, I mean, it's there, and choices are good. Competition is good. I mean, if the taxi cabs had done a better job of this, they wouldn't have had Uber to deal with in the first place.
Well put.
Millennials are changing the way hotels cater to travelers. The younger folks have already forced Marriott to add 150 properties to its new lifestyle brand, Moxie Hotels, which does away with a corporate feel and gives each property a modern and unique design. Hilton brand has come up with their new brand, Canopy. And it's also getting in on the cool amenities to appeal to younger travelers. Guests can ride bicycles or take passes to nearby fitness centers, engage in neighborhood art and music programs, attend local wine, beer, and spirit tastings, and can also expect a welcome gift from a local bakery upon arrival. Richard Branson has a new hotel brand called Virgin Hotels. So more and more, we're seeing hotel brands. Millennials now make up about 40% of all hotel guests.
There you go. They gotta stay current. There's no doubt about it.
That's the name of the game. I took an opportunity last week to join a new program that American Express has had out there for a few months now called Plenty.
Oh, yeah. I'm a Plenty guy.
Well, I didn't. I joined on day one and unjoined on day two.
Did you really?
Yeah, once I'd received the first two promotional emails because I realized that it was more of a coupon service and an opportunity to get my name out to all of American Express's marketing partners than it was to really something beneficial. So they've got 8 or 9 partners right now. You can't spend and collect at every place. I'm sure there will be more. I just would be very wary of this if I were a consumer. I really see this as a marketing ploy. I don't see any real benefits of any great size to consumers on here. The awards and stuff that they have so far are kind of flimsy. And so just, it's a buyer beware.
Well, what I discovered was that one of the local, and I won't give names, but one of the local pharmacy companies has changed. Basically, they took their of an individual reward program that they used to use, and they just kind of got rid of it, and they put Plenty in its place. So you really, you know, if you go to that particular drugstore for, you know, your goods and services, you're kind of stuck. You either become a Plenty member or you just don't do the rewards program that they offer, which has always been a pretty good one.
Uh-huh. Well, good luck to you, buddy. You've given up your email address now to every American Express partner, so expect your mailbox to start filling up sometime soon.
Oh, boy.
Last week we told you about a bunch of hotels that had bonus plans for the fall. It's traditional for hotel chains every quarter or so to roll out some kind of bonus for their frequent guests. The bonuses, however, as the hotel occupancy levels have been getting higher, have been getting flimsier and flimsier. And from Tim Winship, who is a friend of the Travel Guys at smartertravel.com, Tim has a article this week. Marriott's new mega bonus doesn't live up to its name. It's the deal with Marriott is between September 15th and January 15th, you get 2,000 bonus points starting on your second and every subsequent stay. So, and if you're really a frequent stay person, there are some other bonuses above that. But basically, it used to be some of these were stay 2 nights, get one free, stay 3 nights, get one free. 2,000 bonus points to stay in a hotel in San Francisco with Marriott points, you know, one of the good hotels in San Francisco is about 40,000 points. So you're not even going to get a free night if you stay, you know, 10 nights with Marriott. So it's the hotels as they fill up, obviously, there's less incentive to give rooms away at a discount or to get folks to come in and pay to get a free room later. So that's what you're seeing. As the hotels get fuller, the deals get fewer and further between. And finally, 25 things you didn't know you can bring on a plane. I don't have time to go over the entire list with you here, but this is a wonderful list. This comes from the Huffington Post, and we've got it at travelguysradio.com. You can see the whole list of things that maybe you didn't know you could bring on a plane: musical instruments, miniature liquor bottles, if they're properly secured, Mr. Romano.
Okay.
and And things that, you know, maybe you can't bring, and things like some tools you can bring, and what about guns and ammunition and things about that sort? So there are some really good, if you're about to get on an airplane and you're not sure if what you're bringing along is something you can bring, 25 things you didn't know you could bring on a plane, travelguysradio.com, and that is your travel news for today.
And we are the Travel Guys here every Sunday on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. Coming up right after the break, we bring on our gal Gwen Duncan. And joins us, and boy, I'll tell you, she's going to be talking about a really exotic place to go to and where everything is inclusive. It doesn't sound like a bad deal to me. What do you think, Mark?
It sounds like a good deal to me. We are the Travel Guys on KFBK.
The Travel Guys here on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And it's time to bring on one of our favorite gals. We call her the Deal of the Day gal. And it's Gwen Duncan from Cordially Yours Travel. Hi, Gwen.
Hello, Tom and Mark.
Hey, and Gwen, you're calling us from a long ways away here. Let me look out the window. Oh, wait a minute. I'm looking the wrong way. No, we can see Russia from here, but I can't quite see you over there all the way. You're at Sandals in Jamaica, perhaps?
Yes, I am. I'm sitting in a Montego Bay Sandals, and I have been doing on-sites at all 9 locations here on this island.
Oh, so you're actually technically working.
Yes. You figured that one out.
Well, listen, Gwen, there are reasons that some of us are in the travel industry, and the financial rewards don't have a whole lot to do with it. So
right.
it's the occasional opportunity to lay on a beach that you otherwise might not afford to be laying on is a plus. So you're at Sandals down in Jamaica. Tell us a little bit about your experience so far.
I was invited to come down here to learn about each one of their locations. And so I've stayed at 3 different locations of the 9 that they have and done on-sites at each one. These are what they call luxury included, and everything is included except for your spa treatments. And so they've got liquor in the rooms in certain categories, but your liquor is included. There are good and bad things about all-inclusive. I'd say the best thing is that unless you're going to have your hair braided or do a spa treatment, you pay for it before you arrive, and you don't really have to pay for anything else. If you want to do a shore excursion off-site, then there are some optional tours that you can take. But actually, the downside, if I was looking at a downside for an all-inclusive, is that if you're not a drinker, then you're probably paying for somebody else's drinks.
Yeah, that's,
you know what
that's,
I mean?
Yeah,
little,
no, that's a very valid point. If you're going to a resort that includes the cost of alcohol, they're assuming that, you know, people who come there are going to consume X. So if you're a non-drinker, then yeah, there's probably a little bit of value lost there. What would you say is the biggest advantage of buying an all-inclusive sort of package? Just the fact that once you've bought it, you're done?
You're done. There are no surprises. And it works really well for people who are on, like, honeymoon, so they're not digging into their pocket all the time. They can just come and enjoy themselves and not have to worry about paying for anything additional.
Is it like an airline? Is it like a ticket on Spirit Airlines where you buy the all-inclusive and then you're nickel and dime everywhere? Or is it legitimately?
No, absolutely not.
Let me ask you this. Now, with that being said, if you took a look at buying all the things individually, including the liquor, and then you get to pick and choose as a la carte, do they charge you more as a result of the as the all-in-one, all-inclusive?
Well, you know, that's a good question to ask, Tom, because a lot of people, it depends on what they want for ambience and for the what we call the vibe of the location. And here at the Sandals, everything is luxury. I mean, they've got the 4-poster beds and all that. So you're paying a little bit more because you've got what I would call ultra luxury. Now, you can go and do what we call an a la carte a vacation and spend a lot of money for your alcohol. Most of them, you're going to find $12, $15 for a drink outside of the Sandals anyway. And that could really add up. But you may be spending that kind of money and staying in a place like a 3-star location. And this right here is white glove and everything. It's really wonderful.
Wow. Wow. You sound very spoiled.
Got to tell you, they're not all the same. Everyone's different. And I've gone into a couple of them that I wasn't particularly fond of, and some of them were just outstanding. So it's really good to work with somebody who has been here and can match the right property for you.
Ah, so if you're trying to pick out that brings me to, if I'm getting ready to go to an all-inclusive resort, other than going online and trying to figure out from the photoshopped pictures which one is best, probably best to find somebody who actually has some firsthand experience or has at least booked people into those properties and has gotten some feedback from those folks so that they have some idea. They can tell you that the difference between top shelf and middle shelf and sleeping on the beach on a mat.
Right. You've made a good point, though, about Photoshop. You know, the brochures on a lot of different properties are things that you really can't believe the pictures. And you really have to know. And then also when you're working with somebody who's been familiar, we know the logistics. How far is it from the airport? You know, some of these locations are an hour and a half to the airport. You know, so you want to know those if you're not wanting to spend all your time in a car.
Gwen Duncan from Cordially Yours Travel. Gwen, if people who are listening to our radio station right now, to the Travel Guys, wanted to talk to a travel professional about going to Sandals, who would they talk to?
To talk to somebody who is, especially that the Sandals work with somebody who's a sandal specialist. They've done exactly what I'm doing here. I come to Jamaica. I've gone to Antigua. I've gone to St. Lucia, all the different islands where they've got their resorts. So you see every one of the resorts and you can match them correctly.
I was trying to throw you a softball there, kid. The answer to the question, and you kind of answered it in a roundabout way there, is the answer to the question is you need to talk to Gwen because she's...
Thank you. You guys
she's
are
been,
too good.
She's been to all of these places now.
She's also very modest, you know.
Firsthand, and she's got the information. So we will put a link. We'll put Jamaica, Cordially Yours Travel, a link right there on the Travel Guys. If you look on our website right under the show description, for the day, we'll put it there, and there is a permanent link to Gwen on our homepage there. So, Gwen, you make sure that you have something for our Jamaica fans if they click on that link and come talk to you.
Oh, I will. I want to make one more point. They've got right now specials at 65% off. So, yeah, call me.
65% off? Wait a minute. Wait. How can they? Is this like a jewelry store where the prices are inflated? Does everybody? No one pays retail
exactly.
Or?
Actually, no. At different times of the year, they'll do this. And they'll also offer some air credits. And so call me, and I'll see if I can match something real good for you.
So if you're flexible on your dates, then, and I'm guessing perhaps the fall is probably, just like until you get closer to the holidays, probably a fairly good time to hit those.
Their occupancies are really low right now because this is, you know, in the Caribbean, the hurricane season runs from June until November 15th.
The hurricane season discount is now applied.
So Gwen's down there. Gwen has been invited down there during the hurricane season. So, Gwen, if you do make it back. Gwen Duncan from Cordially Yours Travel joining us from Jamaica today at Sandals Resort. Thank you, Gwen, for your time. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, guys.
We are the Travel Guys on KFBK.
Coming up after the KFBK news at the bottom of the hour, we introduce you to a brand new company called Outdoorsy, and you'll find out how you can rent your RV out to someone else, or if you're just looking for an RV to rent, how you can do that. Coming up right after the news with the Travel Guys on KFBK.
Hi there, we are the Travel Guys, Mark Hoffman and Tom Romano here on KFBK, brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations, and it's a fabulous Sunday afternoon. Got a lot of good stuff for you. What do we got next, Mark?
Well, you know, Tom, didn't you tell me one time that you were thinking about buying an RV?
Well, right now, in fact, I've been really flirting with the idea. I'd like to do some open road travel go back and visit my daughter
people,
in San Antonio and such.
You realize that most people who buy those things, after the first year, they sit in their driveway 50 out of 52 weeks a year.
Yeah, that's my biggest fear.
And you also know that as you get each year, you get a year older and a little less interested in driving 85,000 million miles across the country. So, I mean, I'm just saying that maybe there's a better way than buying an RV.
What would that be?
I mean, maybe you could kind of rent an RV, but instead of going to a really expensive RV rental place, maybe you could kind of Airbnb it, you know? You could kind of rent an RV for one of those people who has it sitting in their driveway 50 weeks out of the year.
Well, okay.
And that would seem like a logical extension of the sharing economy, would it not?
I agree.
Okay, and it probably would save you a lot of money. And you know, they say RVs are kind of like boats and timeshares. You know, the best day is the day you buy them, and the next day is the day you get rid of them.
There you go. You know what? You got a million-dollar idea here. Let's start something like that.
Well, somebody has already had that idea. Joining us on the line is Ryan Quinn from Outdoorsy, which is a new website that will do exactly what we were just talking about. Thomas, you don't have to buy that RV anymore. You can rent it. Welcome to the Travel Guys, Ryan.
Awesome. How's it going today, guys?
Tell us, Ryan, about this new idea, which is, you're a part of it. You've launched it nationwide. Basically, Tom doesn't have to buy an RV anymore.
He does not. Outdoorsy launched nationwide last week, actually, after previously being in a beta for California only. The response that we had in California was awesome. We had a lot of people listing, a lot of people putting in requests to rent, and we had a lot of fun with it, so we decided to take it nationwide. So starting last week, you can now list your RVs and find one to rent anywhere in America.
This is a great idea, Ryan. I'm on your website now. Kind of a similar to Airbnb, but this is done with motorhomes. It looks like you have travel trailers as well.
That's right. We've got loads of vans. We've got conversion vans, trailers, Airstreams, Class Cs, Class As, anything you can think of, people list it.
How does this work?
Well, if you own a motorhome, you can decide that you'd like to make some money off of that while it's normally just sitting in your driveway. You'd go to outdoorsy.co, and it takes just a couple minutes to get yourself listed. Once it's listed, then anybody can go through, find it, and request a rental. We have loads of rentals going out, specifically in California right now. We're having a lot of action there where people are looking for vans and trailers specifically in that area.
How are people protected who are who rent an RV from you?
Definitely. So Outdoorsy offers insurance up to $1 million liability. So when you get your RV listed on the platform, we'll work with you, make sure that everything works very well, and that you are approved for our insurance program. Once that's done, you're fully covered by our program. The other thing is that we don't actually select the renters that get to use your RV. You have full control over that entire process. So you can chat with them, you can meet with them, you can make sure that everything is all sound and ready to go. And then you have control over making sure that you know who's taking your RV on each trip.
You're kind of a middleman, if you will. By the way, I want to point out to our listeners, if you're going to go to the website, of course, you can get there by going to travelguysradio.com and clicking on our story about Outdoorsy, and it'll take you there. But it's outdoorsy.co, not C-O-M. That's O-U-T.
No, leave off the M.
Yes, outdoorsy.co. How do you, seeing that you're a middleman here, Ryan, and I know you're the web designer of their page and so forth, but tell me, how is it that Outdoorsy makes a dollar on this?
Absolutely. So it's completely free to list your RV on Outdoorsy. It's also free to search for them and to find one that you'd like to rent. Once we match up an owner and our renter and everything is good to go and they depart on their trip, we take a small fee from the owner, and then the renter also pays a small fee for that rental service, and that's what we take. And that's 15% on the owner and 10% for the renter.
That's fair.
Okay, now you've just launched this. By the way, you're listening to the Travel Guys on KFBK. We're talking to Ryan Quinn, who is one of the founders of Outdoorsy, which is a new website and service, a place where you can rent an RV. What's been the hardest thing about creating a startup online sharing business like this?
You know, the hardest thing is basically just matching up people. So we're working on both collecting supply and collecting people who are interested in renting those RVs out. So we're trying to tackle that on both sides. And what that typically means is that we're doing a lot of manual work right now, talking with people looking for RVs, and then just going way out of our way to try to find those RVs for those people, make sure that they have a great time. But it's led to some really awesome experiences. I mean, I actually just, my wife and I have been living in our van, actually, for the last couple months now, traveling around America, kind of getting to know all of our outdoorsy users and experiencing the country. It's been a really awesome time. But we decided to book an Airbnb this month instead. So the van wasn't being used. So while it wasn't being used, we threw it up on Outdoorsy, met a lady that actually took a sailboat in from Hawaii, hopped in the van in San Francisco, and she's now on her way up to Canada in the van. So I'm not using it. She's using it. And it's just been a really awesome experience to hook up those kinds of stories.
And hopefully she'll even come back from Canada at some point.
Yeah, that would be ideal, wouldn't it?
Ryan, where did the idea come for Outdoorsy?
Well, our CEO, Jeff Cavins, actually was working on renting an RV and on some other businesses in that area. And the truth is that it's such an awesome experience to go out and RV, but it's such a hassle to go through the entire rental process. You have these giant companies with these RVs that all look the same. They have no personality. There's no real character behind them. You pick them up and they're completely empty. It's just not a very good experience, and it's a real hassle to go through that. So after seeing that process, we thought, you know, it'd be awesome if you could just take some of these RVs that are just sitting there anyways, costing money typically, not even just sitting there, and flip them over, start making some money on them, and really add some personality and some character to that experience of renting an RV.
You know, in the long run, Mark, what this is going to do is those people that have purchased RVs, that a lot of times they might lose them, or they just might just sell them. Now they have an opportunity for it to basically pay for itself along the way. And this article in Time Magazine that talks about your startup indicates that you already have about 2,300 RVs listed on your site. And you're picking up as many as about 75 more being added each day. That is huge.
Yes, sir. It's been a really awesome response that we've gotten from the media articles, and also just from working directly with people, making sure they understand the program and making sure they get out there on trips.
Yeah, now pretty soon the free media will die off and it'll be time to create the advertising budget. That'll be fun.
There you go. Well, you know, I don't know if you're aware, Mark, but I've been hearing a lot of, and we are running here on our radio groups, ads for Uber. They're soliciting drivers, but they're also, advertising their services, as well as I heard ads out of the San Francisco market for Airbnb recently.
Well, it won't be long before
cool.
You'll be hearing ads for Outdoorsy and be able to, because you can now rent an RV. You don't have to buy one. You can rent an RV. And it, literally, if you go to their website, you can see that there's all kind of everything from trailer hookup, everything, any possible imaginable live-in vehicle that you could rent there is right there. Ryan Quinn from Outdoorsy, thanks, you buddy, for joining us today, and good luck to you.
Thank you so much. It's fun to be on the show.
On the road, open road time with the travel guys on KFBK. In 3 minutes, we take you on the road over to the coast, to a wonderful little community, maybe perhaps one that, well, you've overlooked. That's next on the Travel Guys. Welcome to the Travel Guys on KFBK. I'm Tom Romano along with Mark Hoffman. We're brought to you by Sports Leisure Vacations. And Mark, one of my favorite places to travel is the, for a lot of folks, is the coast of California. There is so much to see and so much to do. Pacifica is one of them, and you got a special guest on the phone line that you have lined up for us from Pacifica. Tell me who we have here.
We do, Tom. We have Courtney Conlon from the Pacifica Chamber of Commerce along with us today. Welcome, Courtney, to the Travel Guys.
Good afternoon, Tom and Mark. Thank you for having me on today.
So, Courtney, we were talking before we started the interview here, and I revealed to you that Pacifica has always been one of my favorite destinations. It's close to San Francisco, probably a place that a lot of people, even who live in Sacramento, have never heard of before. So when the opportunity came along to talk a little bit about Pacifica, I jumped on it and gave you a call. Tell us a little bit about what Pacifica offers for visitors from Northern California.
Probably one of the most wonderful things about Pacifica is it's unpretentious. It is 6 miles long of coastline hugging the Pacific Ocean. The vistas that we have observing the beautiful Pacific Ocean, and then we have so many outdoor activities. We really coined the phrase and branded ourselves as San Francisco's beachfront playground.
Now, Courtney, I wanted to ask you, you have a variety of different places that people can go and stay. Some are really close to the ocean and some are a little bit further away. Tell us a little bit about the kind of accommodations that people can expect to run into when they go to Pacifica.
Okay, so yes, we do have a couple of our hotels right on the ocean, steps away from the beach, and that's the Best Western Plus Lighthouse Hotel. It's a 98-room hotel, and it has a beautiful pool on the property, and is just overlooking the Rockaway Beach area. And then we also have the Seabreeze Motel, and it's a very cost-effective for those that are more budget conscious, and it's right there, steps away from the beach.
You know, the Best Western there, right on the waterfront, also has a lovely restaurant with a great view of the water, and that you will find in Pacifica non-San Francisco like prices. So that's one thing that I always enjoyed there, was both from a food and beverage standpoint and from a hotel accommodation standpoint. Prices in Pacifica are almost rural. I mean, they're very, very reasonable and very fair.
Yeah, and I can just add to that, Mark, there's no parking, overnight parking charges.
Ooh.
That's very key.
Yeah, that's nice. Tell us a little bit about the history of Pacifica. I know you've got some things to do and things to see that are historical in nature. What do you have?
Well, Pacifica has a very colorful history. Going back to the early 20th century, we had what's called the Ocean Shore Railroad that ran for a few years. And that was literally helping to bring anything from the whiskey and bourbon to the quarry going up to San Francisco. In fact, the Mission Dolores is built from the rock quarry here in Pacifica.
Courtney, for folks who are coming down to Pacifica, probably from Sacramento, this is most likely an overnight trip for most folks. And you're not too far from some other great destinations like Half Moon Bay and on down to the Monterey Coast. So really, you could make a weekend out of this very easily. And again, I just would emphasize to folks that when we mention Half Moon Bay and Santa Cruz and Monterey, you're going to find that the pricing in Pacifica will be a little bit more gentle on your wallet than some of those other perhaps a little bit better known destinations, but also more frequented. So Pacifica is a great place I consider it kind of a diamond in the rough. It's kind of a spot there that along the coast that most people don't know about.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I wanted to add to that about the hotel accommodations. We do have the Holiday Inn, Express and Suites, and they also have wonderful ocean views, and they're steps away from the beach as well. And then we've got the Pacifica Motor Inn, which is pet-friendly, and that's key for those of us that love our furries. And then we also have Pacifica Pier, which is the only pier between here and Santa Cruz, that is definitely cost-effective too. The America's Best Value people can stay at.
Is there a particular time of the year, Courtney, that you would recommend that folks come to visit Pacifica?
You know, I'd say the off-season from November through February, we get probably some of the best winter sunshine days. It just is the best time to just walk the ocean bluffs, coastal bluffs, and then you can also do surfing. It's huge here in the Lindemar State Beach area. It's a very friendly, surf-friendly beach, and we have any given day there must be 100-plus surfers in, enjoying their sport. We also have golfing. We also have skateboarding. We have mountain biking is huge here as well. And we have bowling. We have probably more outdoor activities. Fishing and crabbing are huge here. And those that just want to sit and look at the ocean, whale watching. There has been more sightings of whales going up and down our coastline. It's phenomenal.
Courtney Conlon with the Pacifica Chamber of Commerce, just minutes south of San Francisco, and a great destination, either a day trip or a quick little weekend getaway, or as Courtney suggested, in the wintertime when there's really not as many tourists, a great spot to visit. Courtney, thanks for joining us today on the Travel Guys.
Thank you so much, Tom and Mark, and you folks have a great rest of day. Bye-bye.
You know, Mark, after spending a few minutes watching the video, the YouTube on Pacifica, boy, I'll tell you, that's a place that I definitely want to visit. The hard part's going to be deciding where I want to stay. I got some beautiful stuff right on the coast, and you know, literally on the ocean, and other properties just a little further inland. But it looks like a nice place.
Yeah, it really is. And Courtney was mentioning the Best Western on the beach. She neglected to mention the Pacifica Beach Hotel, which also has a great restaurant called Puerto 27. And so that's another option for you. There are about a half a dozen or so hotels. And the great thing is the prices are really reasonable and there's a good variety there. You've got some really inexpensive if you just want modest accommodations, or you can get something with an ocean view. Pacifica, a tourist destination that I think a lot of people go to San Francisco. I'll bet you that there are people listening to this radio broadcast right now who have lived here all of their lives and have never been to Pacifica before.
Now, Sports Leisure Vacations, have you ever had any organized trips there with your groups?
We did a mystery tour there once and went down and spent did an overnight stay there. It's pretty close to home, you know, so it's only a couple hours. It's only about 30 minutes past San Francisco, so it's hard to really justify in some people's minds an overnight trip down there. But I could certainly see I've gone down there a couple times on my own just to get away, because it's a wonderful place just to escape to, especially if you don't go on a weekend in the summertime, as Courtney was kind of mentioning there. A couple of things that I want to bring to people's attention before we get done here, Tom. One is the Travel Guys Radio website has been really updated by our webmaster, Melissa, and she's done a terrific job of capturing a lot of informative stories. We always talk about making people a smarter traveler on the air, Tom, and Melissa's done a great job of pulling together a lot of the things that we have talked about in previous shows. Not only are all the podcasts there for all of the previous broadcasts, but also links to specific interviews or specific stories that will really truly make you a smarter traveler. So I recommend that you take a couple minutes at some point in time. TravelGuysRadio.com. If you have a travel question that you can't get answered, you might find it there. And if not, there's a little form there. You can shoot us your question and we'll shoot you an answer back, or maybe even answer it on the air. Tom, our program is sponsored by Sports Leisure Vacations.
I've heard of that.
Yeah. And Sports Leisure
I've traveled with those guys.
You have, yeah. What did you think?
Wonderful. You know, there's two things going for Sports Leisure Vacations day trips. Number one is your tour guides are extremely fun to be with. Uh-huh. They're funny. I think they get a little bit of that from you, whether you know it or not. And not only that, all of the folks that travel are just a lot of fun to go with. You've always got some regulars that just kind of keep the whole trip peppy.
Yeah, well, it's a thank you. I appreciate that very much. On Saturday, October the 3rd, Sports Leisure Vacations will hold their annual tour preview day at the Red Lion Wood Lake Hotel. The admission charge is $10. There's a morning and an afternoon session. If you are a mature, active traveler and you like to go on domestic trips or international, we go all over the planet and we go to some pretty interesting places. So you are invited to join us. You can go to TravelGuysRadio.com and find a link to the Sports Leisure Preview Day, or just visit our website at sportsleisure.com. There's a $10 donation to admission, and all of the admissions are given to some local charities that we have selected, and in fact the money is given away that day. So it's the admission charge is just to make sure that people who make reservations do ultimately show up. So Sports Leisure Tour Preview Day, if you're one of the already over 500 people who are attending the morning or afternoon sessions, thank you for registering. And if you haven't yet, 700 is our maximum capacity, so this would be a good time to make your reservations if you haven't already done so.
And I have been to the preview day, and there's fun and games too.
You
besides
think?
Getting an opportunity to check out all of the upcoming trips for the next years, you guys do some fun games.
And rumor has it that this year that one of the travel guys is going to interview the other travel guy about you know, how he got into this business or something.
So, oh, okay.
It's just a rumor that I'm hearing that might happen there, and on Saturday perhaps be broadcast live on the Travel Guys radio show on Sunday. You never can tell.
You never can.
All right. We have one more piece of business here we need to take care of, and that is to award the Sports Leisure Vacations travel cards. Last week, if you remember, I got kind of hung up on an airplane and stuck in Houston for the show. So we didn't have a winner last week. We will have two this week. And coincidentally enough, these two people were on the exact same trip. Judy Nishimura and Pam Ross. If you are Judy Nishimura or Pam Ross and you traveled with Sports Leisure Vacations to the Laguna Pageant trip on the 16th through the 18th of August, you have won a $100 travel card. Call the Sports Leisure office Monday or Tuesday between 8 and 4:30 to claim your prize. And if both of those are not claimed, we'll have some $200 prizes next week.
And there you go. That's the Travel Guys for this week. You have a wonderful, wonderful week. We'll be back to share a Labor Day weekend with you next week right here on the radio.
Next week on the Travel Guys, we're talking about timeshares. You won't want to miss that. If you've ever bought one or you're thinking about buying one, timeshares with the Travel Guys next week. You have a great week, and we'll see you next Sunday at 3 o'clock.
More traffic reports than any other station. News Radio, KFBK Sacramento, KBEB HD2 Sacramento, and KFBK FM Pollock Pine.